What did you think of what Vince gave you on Monday night?
I liked it.
I think he run fits were very good. Need some work on his pass rush a little bit, but that's going to improve over time. But overall, standard grade, winning grade.
When we ask you how long it takes a guy who's especially a rookie that's missed that much time to acclimate himself, you usually say it's depends on the player. Have you seen enough from Vince yet to know how quickly he can make that acclimation?
Well, I'll give it to you this way. Here's a guy that missed the entire offseason program, entire deal, entire training camp, preseason, all those reps, all that banging, first half of the season. And to step in 18 plays, 17 pluses, held his own, like I said, versus the run, held his own very, very well. I was very impressed with him. And so just his ability to we've had this conversation before about him, just his ability to stay focused and stay in the moment every single day in preparation in the classroom, but standing over to the side in the crate, can't participate. And so in seeing what he's gone through and what he was able to at least from a starting point on Sunday, very, very promising.
With Beagle making a strong first impression and Ahmad Brooks saying he's going to be able to play this week, where does that sort of leave Kyler Fackrell and what have you thought of this season so far?
Very interesting. Kyler, one, let's back up and talk about Kyler. And he's in the context in which it's he could be an odd man out. But Kyler has played very well. We've always said that he's been an assignment guy. He needs to cut it loose a little bit, play with some more instincts, play with some more playmaking ability. But the guy shows up every single day. He's smart as hell. He's worked hard. He actually, and going back through our study, he has a lot of hits on the quarterback. And so he is so close. He is so close. And I feel as though if he continues to get these opportunities, he's going to pay off. But to bring it full circle to answer your question, yikes! We're getting back to that point where I like the six. I like the six. Odom played well. Odom did some good things, and so you got Fackrell, you got Brooks, you got Nick, you got Clay. You got Vince. So good group.
That's really good that you feel that good about your guys. I'm guessing though that you don't feel great about your pass rush numbers and maybe the sack numbers. How do you you feel good about your guys? How do you get more production though, especially given how important it is to get after the quarterback?
Well, if you look back, like the last four games, going back to Dallas, New Orleans, Minnesota, Detroit, some pretty good quarterbacks. Systems thrown on time. I'm not making any excuses, but scheme-wise, very, very challenging. And so when you put everything in perspective and understand that Clay and obviously Nick has the most shots, but I know our guys. I know their heart. I know what we put into it on a weekly basis. I know what I put into it, and Coach Turgevic and along with Dom Capers. I know what we put into trying to stop that run so that we can create opportunities to rush the passer. And even if the opportunities are not coming out like how the way we want to right now, as I said before, quarterbacks are playing well versus us. We gotta somehow get these guys to slow down. We gotta somehow get our guys from the rush and from the back end to get on the same page and play with, I guess, a chemistry. where the back end complements the rush, the rush complements the coverage, and so forth. And so I think if we get into that kind of state of mind, and once we get into that kind of mode, I think we're going to take off again.
So maybe I'm oversimplifying it, but you know, Detroit had their number three left tackle out there, and I would think you, Nick and Clay, against a number three left tackle, you would eat that guy for lunch. So, go ahead. I'm glad you are because I'm saying you're the smarter guy in this than I am. So,
offenses are very, very good now. So they scheme, and so what they do now is they will have, and this is common knowledge, they'll put a back to his side. They'll put a tight end to his side. They'll max protect it. They'll go play action pass. They'll put another tight end to his side. So they create formation variation. They create protection adjustments so that they can handle it. You guys go back and take a look at the first third down. Take a look at the first third down, and you will see where 87 is on Clay's side, and the back 25 is the Nick side. Nick actually has three guys checking him out. He has a tackle, he has Lane stepping towards him, and the back checking him out. And the tight end is over on Clay's side checking him out before he releases. But Clay actually drops. And so we have to be able to manage those type of situations where when offenses are taken away, our ability to come off that edge, we have to be creative enough to put our guys in situations where we can overcome it. Moving them inside, we've talked about the versatility of moving our guys inside and so forth. So things along those lines. When they know they're overmatched, they study the film. They study Nick. They study Clay. We don't get the free chances after the quarterback as one might seem. And plus, in the bigger picture, we have blitz patterns. We have rush patterns. And so, along with those things, we don't get those one-on-one opportunities that you might think we get to where it's that tackle versus Nick or Clay by himself, quarterback, five-step drop.
So it's more about the formation variation than, for example, Clay Matthews being 31 years old, having 2.5 sacks, kind of, you know, maybe he's slipping. You don't see that. It's more about...
There you go. I'll go with that.
Winston, facing two good quarterbacks here back-to-back, but have screenplays been difficult?
They've been a pain in the ass.
Tremendous.
Been a pain in the ass.
Is it just, you know, you happen to have a pass rush on that play, or just the extraordinary throws from the quarterback?
No. A couple of them have been timed up well. I would give them because they've hit some blitzes. But when we're in coverages and we have the four-man rush going, four-man rush has to turn around, coverage has to pin that ball carrier, whether it's the receiver or the back, and get the guy down. It's keeping it simple. Minnesota, the one on Detroit, they were some decent plays. But we got to come up with our decent answers for those plays.
Winston, Mike was talking about pass rush lanes, getting out of the pass rush lanes. You know, that too many times that happened in this game. How does that typically happen? As a guy, if he gets stopped straight ahead, he overextends himself and tries to do too much? Or what typically is the biggest reason for getting out of a rushing lane?
Well, guys can see one thing and try and instinctively take advantage of it. That's one deal. But more or less, we have got to get back to being disciplined and doing what we do every single play, and not worry so much about the we've I would like to answer your question, but I'm just we would like to flush the 8 games, 4-4. That's done with. We want to focus on preparing for Chicago and putting together a great game plan and working on we've had our meetings and we've had our discussions on pass rush lanes, matchups, and moving forward, in my opinion, it will be a lot more effective moving forward.